There was applause and a sense of relief in the House chamber after the final vote on what legislators call the McCleary Bill. It's designed to get the state to its goal of fully funding basic education by the end of the next session and to convince the state Supreme Court to lift its contempt order. House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan, a Democrat from Covington, was a member of the bipartisan work group that drafted the bill, but he cautioned against thinking Thursday's vote marked the end of a difficult journey.
That's the baseline in dealing with support for over 1 million students. We need to continue to work on providing additional classroom space, providing quality teachers in every classroom, ensuring that we're able to retain and recruit high-quality teachers. Those are issues we're going to continue to address, even in the current session.
That current session that Sullivan refers to is scheduled to wrap up for the year just 3 weeks from now on March 10th. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.